Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Hello, and happy Saturday. Happy Saturday indeed, and welcome into episode number 77 of the Sports Kiki Podcast. My name, as always, is Alex Reamer. We're coming to you just about at the halfway point of the Olympic Games, at least as far as NBC primetime coverage is concerned. They wrap up at the end of this upcoming week, and it already has been the gayest Olympics on record. The gayest Olympics on record, and I'm not just talking about the record number of out LGBTQ athletes who are in Tokyo. We have the listed out sports. We're updating it seemingly on a daily basis, and the Associated Press has quoted us, ESPN, basically every outlet imaginable, and it's amazing to see the kind of attention we're getting, the kind of attention these out athletes, most importantly, are receiving. And as I said, it just goes beyond the numbers because these out athletes are winning medals. Tom Daley won his first gold medal this week, and they are proud to be gay. They are proud to be out in LGBTQ. If Team LGBTQ were a country, I'm recording this late in the week prior to Saturday when you're listening to this, or maybe you're listening to it another day. That's the beauty of podcasts. But as of this recording, Team LGBTQ, if it were a country, would rank 11th in medals in the world. That's right, 11th, if we were a country. So let's do it. I mean, what are we waiting for? I'd live in country LGBTQ, wouldn't you? I kind of feel like I already do. I mean, I pretty much only talk to gay people, so I kind of already do live in country LGBTQ, but it'd be nice to make it official. But really, I mean, this list that we have on OutSports, as I said, more than 170 out Olympians, it's an incredible snapshot into where we are in the world and acceptance in sports. Now, this list has been going on since 2000 at OutSports. That's when our co-founders Sid Ziegler and Jim Pasinski started putting it together. And as Jim wrote this week, in 2000, there were only seven, that's right, seven openly and out LGBTQ athletes competing in the Olympics. Now there's over 170, triple, more than triple the number that were in Rio in 2016, and perhaps most amazingly, okay, athletes have reached out to us themselves since we published the list and said, hey, I'm LGBTQ, I'm gay, I'm queer, put me on. As Jim writes, that's never happened before. Previously, if OutSports has heard from athletes about the list, the inverse has occurred. Where, invoice, back to my freelance days, but the inverse has occurred. Where they're asking to get off the list, or an agent, or an ally, or an associate, or somebody is asking them to be removed from the list. That is now the opposite of what's happening. And as I mentioned, it just is an incredible snapshot into where we are today. And I mentioned the medals for Team LGBTQ, led by Tom Daley right now, winning the gold with his partner Maddie Lee in the men's 10-meter synchronized diving. Daly, of course, is an icon, and that's not just because he is so hot and so sexy and looks so good in a Speedo and just like, oh man, oh man, oh my God, he's just like, whew, out of this world. But it's not just because of that. No, he's a gay icon for other reasons, notably because he came out in 2013, long before this was cool. Okay, and he finally won gold. He's been an Olympic medalist on two other occasions, but he won gold on Monday, and this is what he said when asked about how much the gold medal means to him. I feel incredibly proud to say I am a gay man and also an Olympic champion. I feel very empowered by that. When I was younger, I thought I was never going to be anything or achieve anything because of who I was. To be an Olympic champion now shows that you can achieve anything. And that's such an important point for all of us to hear. You can be openly gay, you can be an Olympic champion, and it shows that you can achieve anything. And that's one of the themes that I hit on all the time. And it's not just me, we all do it at OutSports, but you're listening to my podcast, so I'll say I do it, it's my angle. But really, I mean, one of the things that I always ask everybody whom I've interviewed about coming out, whether they're an athlete or work in media or what have you, is, do you feel free? Do you feel like that now you are finally out of this cage? Do you feel like that now you can truly be your best in everything you do, whether that's professionally, whether that's personally? Do you now feel uninhibited? And the answer is always yes, on all accounts. And that's what Tom Daly is saying there. You know, Luke Prokop said it, the hockey player who came out last week, that he came out so he could perform to his fullest on the ice. He thought being closeted was holding him back in his sport. And that's the case for so many closeted athletes. How can it not hold you back? Where you just have this thing, this worry, this fear clogging your mind. And now to see 170 plus out athletes at the Olympics is just incredible. And they're winning gold like Tom Daly and saying they're proud to be gay, most importantly of all. And Erica Sullivan had a very similar message after she won silver in the inaugural women's 1500 meter freestyle, finishing just 4 seconds behind her teammate Katie Ledecky. Now, Erica was a guest on Sid Ziegler's Olympics podcast, Five Rings to Rule Them All, last year, and she talked about her journey to the Olympics and all that she overcame and mental health issues and death of family member and struggles with coming out. Well, now she is out and proud. She's an Olympic medalist, and this is what she said following her triumph on Wednesday. I love this. She called herself the epitome of an American person. She said, I'm multicultural, I'm queer, I'm a lot of minorities. That's what America is. To me, America is not about being a majority. It's about having your own start. The American dream is coming to a country to establish what you want to do with your life. Amen. Not to resort to cliches, what makes us different makes us great, but yeah, it kind of does. And, you know, we gripe a lot, and rightfully so, about the United States of America. And given what we've seen this summer, excessive weather, excessive heat, excessive virus spread among the unvaccinated, the excessive ignorance of the unvaccinated, the word is excessive, and I can go on and on. The excessive division we have in this country where the two political sides live in two completely different realities. I mean, again, I could go on and on. It's a long list of problems. But when you see the United States on the world stage, the one thing that we can still be proud of is exactly what Erica Sullivan said. Being a minority is what America really is. And some people in our country may not say that's the case. You know, they may talk about erasure and all this other stuff, but the truth is everybody who came here was a minority pretty much. You know, the story of America, everyone who came here was fleeing persecution. The Italians did it. The Irish did it. Go on down the line. And we all have a bond over that. This is such a... this is not a homogeneous society where your neighbor is exactly the same as you necessarily. America is still the melting pot where we all mix. And it's still one of the few countries where stories like Erica Sullivan's are possible and happen and are celebrated, at least by those who matter, uniformly. So it's quite a thing. And look, it doesn't mean that it's perfect now, right? I mean, our total out athletes, we have over 170. We're really excited about that. That's still less than 2% of all Olympians. There are still limits to inclusion. There is a scarcity of out male athletes. The number of out female athletes to out male athletes, 8-1, the women outnumber the men in this year's Olympics. So that's certainly worth paying attention to and worth covering. And it's important to recognize, again, we are not there yet. But coming out is no longer stigmatizing. It is no longer a strike against you, or even thought to be a strike against you, to be out and proud, as Tom Daley has shown us, as Erica Sullivan has shown us, and again, how all these athletes are showing us this week.
Today's episode is brought to you by Cars.com. With over 2 million vehicles and 50,000 more added every day, Cars.com will match you with the perfect car for you, your budget, your life, your style. And if you're ready to say goodbye to your current car, Cars.com will get you an instant offer to cash it in. Just start by entering your license plate and get matched with a local dealer who will write you the check. So whether you're looking to buy or sell, just go to Cars.com. It's magical.
I do want to also touch on this story before we say our goodbyes. This is a bit of a throwback to something that happened at the Rio Games in 2016. You may remember that a Daily Beast reporter outed multiple LGBTQ athletes by writing about his experiences on gay dating apps. And he did not name any of the athletes, but he listed their countries of origin, their physical attributes, and a lot of clues in which you could very easily guess and guess correctly whom these people are. And the article was taken down, the Daily Beast issued an apology, and it was just shoddy, unethical, gross journalism. Well, now we have a similar story happening with TikTok. This past week, TikTok and Twitter removed several videos from their platforms that exposed gay Olympians in Tokyo using Grindr. A Business Insider article published this week revealed multiple videos on the platforms, some with thousands of views, that showed creators using Grindr's Explore feature to find profiles of users in Tokyo's Olympic Village. In the videos, which were made to gawk over these Olympians' bodies, by the way, creators scrolled through the profiles. Some showed their full faces, gave other identifying details. Some of the athletes are from countries known for anti-LGBTQ policies. And look, here's the thing. Never do this. If any straight person is, or any gay person either, anybody, if anybody's listening to this, I hope they are, please don't do this. Don't do this. And I get it. You know, it's, you say, what's the big deal? You know, I'm accepting of gay people. It seems like these folks using Tokyo's Olympic Village are gay themselves. They're using the Explore feature. You can use it on Grindr. It's a free feature. And they're not thinking anything of it. They're going, oh, look at these Olympians. They're so hot. They're so ripped. Let me post. And you know, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is, again, putting a profile on Grindr or another gay dating app does not mean you consent to being publicly outed. It does not mean that. And Grindr said in a statement this week, it goes against their terms and conditions. These profiles are not meant for public consumption in that way. So just because someone is on a gay dating app does not mean they are publicly out. And I get it. You want to put something on Twitter. You want to put something on TikTok. You want to gawk over athletes' bodies. You're not really thinking of it that much. But these are private places. I mean, when I'm on Grindr, you know, yes, you're never really in private because your profile is out there, but you think when you were on these apps, at least, that there is some sort of wall separating, you know, it's thought to be a safe space. And maybe that's incredibly naive. I'm sure it is in the year of 2021, but you don't think that I'm on this gay app and other people on it, they must know what's up and now I'm going to be outed. You just don't think that. That's not the way you want to think. And I hope these folks think long and hard about what they did, because it was, it's detrimental. And it may seem like just an innocent mistake. What's the big deal? But again, the crucial component is not all of these athletes are from countries that are LGBTQ friendly, okay? Some of them are not. And that is the big story to look out for here. So I believe that's all I have on my chest for you this week. As always, if you have any show ideas or guest ideas, please feel free to send me a line. My DMs are open against my better judgment. My name is at AlexReamer1. That again is at AlexReamer1. So long, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the Olympic Games. We know the gays are watching. And it's not just for the hot guys. I will talk